This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. This weekly show is powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. And hey, I'm beyond thrilled to share that Tech Talk, beginning with this very episode, has expanded to the prairies. Tech Talk is now heard in Saskatchewan, as it now airs on Saskatoon's News Talk CKOM and Regina's News Talk CJME, both on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central. I used to love coming on the John Gormley show in person many times as well when I was in the province, and I have very fond memories of those chats. Gormley retired 2 years ago, actually this Monday, the 24th. Anyhow, yes, Tech Talk is in Rough Riders country, the province where green is very much a part of many a wardrobe. Thank you for welcoming me and Tech Talk into your cars, into your homes, and onto your smartphones as well. If you are listening right now in Saskatoon or Regina and you want to learn more about me, I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on all the big social media platforms like X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Mark Saltzman. Let me know where you're tuning in from, CKOM or CJME, and if you have any tech questions for me. And for the rest of Canada, hello again. Thank you for tuning into Tech Talk, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time caller. All right, so let me tell you what's on top for today. We're going to kick things off with Flip, which is a Canadian app that sniffs out the best deals at local stores. Then we'll learn what all the hype is about with Qualcomm-based laptops. Probably has something to do with lower costs and crazy battery life, like more than 30 hours. On the back half of today's show, and speaking of computers, we're going to be joined by a Canadian company called Quoted Tech for those who want to buy a custom gaming PC. And finally, Black Friday is coming up, and LG has up to $700 off select products. So I'll share some gear that caught my eye if you're looking for a deal next weekend. All of this and more on a brand new Tech Talk. All right, let's get to our first interview. If you're looking to save money while shopping this season, and hey, who isn't? Especially this year with higher prices due to tariffs and inflation and just an overall higher cost of living. One of my very few must-have apps on your smartphone is called Flip. That's F-L-I-P-P. Among other features, Flip shows you all the flyers that you get delivered to your home digitally, all in one place, all in one app, so you can get the best possible deals at retailers that you already shop at. Joining us on the line for a Flip 101, if you will, is Michael Silverman, CEO of Flip, headquartered in Toronto. Welcome back to the show, Michael. Good to chat with you again.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Very excited to be here.
And having you back on the show is awesome and perfect timing as we're heading into Black Friday. So with that in mind, at a high level, please tell us all about Flip and how it works.
Sure. So thank you for noting it at the top here, but Flip, two P's, is essentially like a free shopping app and website. And what we do is we aggregate all the flyers and circulars and deals from over 2,000 retailers across North America with the purpose of effectively helping shoppers plan and then save money. And, you know, like at Flip, our stated mission is to help people make smarter shopping decisions. And again, you made the point before, but in a time where inflation is impacting people's wallets and people's budgets are getting tighter, this could not be more important for most households. Mm-hmm. And so Flip's free to download, the App Store, the Google Play Store. All you have to do is search for it, find it, download it. Ultimately, you enter your zip or your postal code, and then you have the ability to find all the latest deals near you.
And you can search by retailer, like if you know you have a certain, I don't know, supermarket down the street. I should mention it's not just for Black Friday, for gifts, but for groceries and other household decor items and things like that. You can either browse by store or you can do a search by keyword, right? You could type in AirPods or chicken breasts or something, right? And then you could see your closest retailers who has what on sale.
Yeah, that's totally right. So in addition to being able to like browse or peruse the retailers nearby you, we also have a search feature, a pretty powerful one. And it's really great for the shoppers who know exactly what it is that they already want to buy. And so ahead of the holidays, if you're searching for big ticket items, TVs, vacuums, whatever it is, it's a pretty powerful tool. But it's also, you know, like you touched on this just now, it's also great for comparing those day-to-day prices, the groceries, the household essentials. And for these holiday seasons, Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever the holiday may be, having the ability to find those household essentials and groceries as you plan for family events is also an incredibly valuable tool. So if you see the deals, you have the ability then subsequently in the app to add them to a shopping list. And it, sort of helps you stay organized.
So with that in mind, let's say you see a, I don't know, a Butterball turkey, or you see a big screen TV that you've had your eye on. What do? You just tap it once and it adds it to your shopping list.
Yeah, you can effectively, it's the same terminology we used to use in analog. So we call it clipping. So if you find an item in a flyer or through the search feature, you can clip the item and then subsequently it gets added
Yeah.
automatically to your shopping list.
And here's a fun fact. If you press and hold on that item, you'll get more information. Like you can see like more details or specs if it is consumer electronics, maybe some reviews. It's all by pressing and holding, but a quick tap lets you, as you called it, quote unquote, clip it into your shopping list before you head out. And we should clarify that Flip is more for retail shopping than it is for online shopping at this point.
Yeah, that's a great distinction. I'd say it services both. So we have retailers that work with us, especially around Black Friday, to promote some of the amazing offers that they have that happen online,
Yeah.
and that happens year round. But we know that most of your shopping, most of your staple shopping for the head of household shopper who's looking and is on a mission to feed their family, clothe their family, that it's those day-to-day items, those household essentials, those groceries that have such a large impact on their wallet. So that's where we do most of our damage trying to help shoppers is we help them find those local savings near them in store.
Going back to Black Friday, though, because this is mid-November, I believe that Flip has a dedicated Black Friday section. Is that right? And is it fair to say, Michael, that there's a lot of buzz this year leading into Black Friday?
Yeah, I mean, savings-oriented holidays are big, but we keep touching on this. It's an obvious theme, but a real and present one for most households. Budgets are tight, so this is a year where retailers are leaning in pretty heavily to their savings-oriented promotions. And in addition to that, it's been a theme for over a decade now that these deals have a tendency to drop earlier and earlier each year. So, like when you think about it, that can be incredibly overwhelming to manage, especially over a large space of time. So we work pretty diligently to find ways inside of the tools that we offer shoppers to help them manage that chaos. And in fact, you said it, we have created a dedicated Black Friday category to help you stay organized for the holidays.
So whether it's the Flip app or the website, which is at simply flip.com, FLIPP.com, there's like a carousel or what have you near the top where you can find specific Black Friday deals. And as you mentioned, and I'm glad you did, that you often don't have to wait. The retailers don't want to lose you. They want to make that sale, even if it's earlier. And so be on the lookout for great deals this year, and Flip can certainly help there. We are chatting with Michael Silverman, Chief Executive Officer at Flip. This is an app and a website that has been dedicated to saving you money on thousands of retail locations, whether it's everyday groceries or it could be consumer electronics, home decor items, apparel, what have you. What about the Flip's watch list? Let's say you've had something on your mind all year around, but you've been waiting for that price to drop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what a great tool. What great ingenuity by our team. It acts as your personal deal tracker, if you will. If you're searching for something and you don't love the deals that you're finding on it at the moment, what you're allowed to do is add it to a watch list inside of the app. And then Flip does all of the work for you. And essentially, like as you're going about your daily life, if there's something you wanted to keep an eye on, we'll send you a notification when deals do pop up.
All right. Do you set a threshold like this TV? I don't want to spend $1,300 on it, but if it ever drops below 1,000, I'm in. Or you just type the name of the product and then it create a watch list based on that.
Yeah, we have both of those functionalities
Cool.
available. So
Awesome.
you have the ability to either type in a keyword and allow for that product to continuously update the deals near you that are time bound. But in addition to that, we have the ability to create filters so that you're only finding deals within certain
Yeah.
price ranges.
Love that. I love that versatility. Is there a way, Michael, you can quantify how much people can save using Flip, whether it's for day-to-day groceries or bigger ticket items as gifts?
It really does depend. More you use it, the more you can save. I would say that. And certainly we survey the shoppers regularly, and our average Flip user saves somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% per week
Oh, wow.
on their groceries. So it's very substantial, very meaningful savings on your regular purchases. At the time of holidays, I mean, on any individual item, it could save you up to 70%. It really depends on
Yeah.
what offer is being made, but we see ourselves as a utility that shoppers use on a regular basis. And for the shoppers that do use our app regularly, we have a pretty material impact on their
Yeah.
wallets.
I like that you're empowering users to make a decision. For example, if my wife Kelly, who does the shopping in our home, if she sees something like, I don't know, cereal is on sale for $1 off, if it's far away, it's not going to be worth her time or the gas money to go and get it. So, but she can decide where she wants to hit, and what order, what supermarket she wants to go to, kind of thing, and whether she should wait or not. But I like that you're giving us the information and then we can use it how we want at that point or not at all. Before we wrap up, I also wanted to let listeners know that you can add all your loyalty and rewards cards into the app. So Optimum for shoppers or Scene card and all that. You just open up the app and then you can have the cashier scan the barcode and you get your points. Really like that feature. And then finally, how do we get going with Flip? Do you recommend going to the App Store if you're on iPhone or iPad or Google Play Store for Android devices? Or do you think people should start at the website first?
No, I more often than not suggest the apps. I think the apps are a really robust experience. The websites have parity in the features, but I really love the app experience. I think our design team's done an exceptional job of building a pretty straightforward and beautiful app to help you with what's otherwise a utility. So we have a very highly rated app. It's very present. Whether you're searching for other keywords like local deals, local savings will come up there as well. But if you show up on the App Store or the Google Play Store and you type in Flip, that's again Flip with two P's.
Thank you so much for your time, especially this time of year. I know how swamped you are all at Flip HQ. Thank you for taking the time to explain the app and website to our listeners. Thanks again. All the best and happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. To you as well.
We learn about Qualcomm and what makes laptops powered by this processor unique when we return on Tech Talk.
You're listening to Tech Talk, Canada's longest-running technology radio show, also available on demand via iHeartRadio. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. This Chevy Equinox EV is sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package, with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM-estimated electric range of over 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. It's a tech brand that you may not have heard of for many years, even though they were likely responsible for powering your smartphone. And now they've become even more ubiquitous with its move into laptops and wearables and several other devices. I'm referring to Qualcomm and its Snapdragon brand. And we're going to hear what's new with the company now as we're joined on the line by Mike Roberts. He's Vice President of Global Product Marketing at Qualcomm. Good to have you on the show for the first time, Mike.
Super excited to be here, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, before we hear about specific products and what's new from the company, let's just give a, 50,000 foot view of Snapdragon. What's the brand and its parent company, Qualcomm, all about?
Yeah, so as you said, Qualcomm is the company. That's who we work for, but Snapdragon is our consumer product brand, right? So this is what you'll see on our products and us promoting publicly to consumers. What is Snapdragon really? What does that entail? Well, a lot of people will say it's an ingredient brand, meaning I can't go buy a Snapdragon, go to a Best Buy and buy a Snapdragon. I can't do that. But we are inside the products that you do buy. So Snapdragon really powers consumer electronics around the world. We're known for smartphones. This is our heritage. This is where we started. But then now we've moved into PCs, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're also in virtual reality headsets, augmented reality glasses. We're in any wearable that you have. That could be a smartwatch, that could be earbuds, that could be headphones. We're in gaming handhelds. And believe it or not, we're actually in most cars that you drive. So that's another huge segment for us, which You could say a car is really a big consumer electronic nowadays.
That's for sure. And so is this the processor, like the engine that drives the performance of these devices, or the brains, if you will? I mean, choose your analogy. But is that what we're referring to? Because if I'm not mistaken, Qualcomm also makes modems that wirelessly give you connectivity.
Yes, that's right. So think of it as the processor in your phone. Some would say the brain. We like to say the heart as well, because it really brings out the emotion that you feel when you have these devices. And I would say there's kind of three different pillars that we look at. One is connectivity, having that connectivity everywhere, no matter what it might be. It could be your cellular connection, it could be your Wi-Fi connection, could be the Bluetooth connection to your car or your earbuds. The second piece is really that computing piece, which the heritage of Qualcomm is really about low power along with a high performance. Those two things are a bit of an oxymoron, but that's what we specialize in. And then the third area is really, and I'm sure we'll talk about this more, of how do you build the current processors today to enable all the AI experiences that are about to come to us as consumers.
Great. Yeah, we'll get to AI in a moment, but let's stay in the computer space, which is related. So Qualcomm is now building a product that's breaking away from the traditional, let's call it x86 architecture. Can you explain what that means in plain English, and how Snapdragon is different? You've already alluded to low power consumption, which yields longer battery life, something people have been not asking about, begging for decades, that Snapdragon really seems to be delivering on.
Yeah, I think the best way to explain it to people is it's different languages. So you probably heard the term software and hardware. Software is basically how do you make the hardware do what you want? So I'm going to talk to my taxi driver and tell him I want to go here. Well, if he speaks Italian and I only speak English, we're not going to get very far. So it's really about the software being able to communicate to the hardware in a certain language. So for x86, the techie term is instruction set. But for x86, there's a certain language that you have to talk to the processor in order to do things. What we use is a different instruction set. And so that language is different. And so essentially, the benefit of it is it's lower power, which gives you more battery life as a consumer. It's really the technology that powers your smartphone all day long, which is why many times a smartphone can go much longer than your PC historically. But now we're bringing that technology over to PCs. The language that you talk to that's traditionally been talked to in PC is now going to be a bit different. And so what that enables you to do is have these really long battery life experiences on your PC, and also have things like, you don't have to boot up your mobile phone. Like you press the button and it instantly turns on. That's the same thing now with your PC. You open the lid and it's going to instantly turn on. So that's kind of the benefit, but it's really just talking a different language to the silicon inside.
Thanks for that. That's really helpful, I think, to many of our listeners. We are chatting with Mike Roberts, VP of Global Product Marketing at Qualcomm. We're learning about its Snapdragon brand. Can you give us, Mike, an overview of some of the newest Snapdragon products, including the X series and Snapdragon 8 Elite, I believe it's called, and what devices those two processors power?
Yeah, so every year it's called Snapdragon Summit. It's our own event. We've had it for 10 straight years. We're really proud of that. What you can always count on in that event, we announce what our next mobile processor is. So if you tune into that and you wonder what are the phones going to look like in the following year, we're basically telling you. So that happened in late September of this year.
One of your folks generously invited me, but I wasn't able to attend. I had a conflicting event, but I heard it did really well, and there was a lot of buzz on social media about it.
There's just great energy from all of us who love technology. And so last year, we announced a new premium tier of our mobile processor, and we called it Snapdragon 8 Elite. And so what we've done this year is announced our next generation of that. And so what does this go into? It goes into all of your Android phones. So as we talked about earlier, this is the processor, this is the connectivity, this is how all your AI experiences run on. It's really the brain and the heart of your mobile phone. And so a few years ago, we announced a new processor, CPU processor. You've probably heard the word CPU. It's kind of your central compute unit is what processing unit is what it's called. We announced a new architecture that we've really been working on, and this is now our third generation of that. So if you think of the block inside of your phone as this processor that's doing everything, well, inside that you have a CPU, which a lot of people are familiar with, and we can thank Intel for that, for 30 years of drilling what a CPU is in our head from their commercials. And then you also have your graphics processing unit. So this does all the graphics on your phone. It does also if you do gaming. So all this stuff gets upgraded every single year. And so essentially, when we develop these processors, we have to think, okay, it takes like 3 years to do them. And so what is the world going to look like in 3 years? And so this is what we launched this year. So we started working on this processor around 3 years ago. And it basically accelerates all the different consumer experiences, from the traditional stuff you think of just normal open apps, all of this kind of stuff, camera, what's my camera experience going to be? What type of applications are going to come? But we also had to project, okay, what new experience are going to come to the phone, which is really around AI.
No doubt.
So that's the mobile piece.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, AI, of course. And we'll end off on that in a moment. So that's quick overview of the Snapdragon 8 Elite and what we can expect going forward. Better AI, more power, longer battery life, exceptional camera experiences, and so on. And just going back to battery life for a moment, even with your existing X chip in laptops, the Asus ZenBook A14, which I reviewed earlier this year, up to 32 hours of battery life. I've never seen anything that long, and it's amazing that it's going to only get better and better. And then, yeah, let's end off on AI, Mike. So, as you mentioned, whether it's through Microsoft Copilot or Copilot Plus or third-party platforms like ChatGPT or Google Gemini, the laptops that you buy, as well as your mobile devices, they will support all the AI tools that consumers know and love, and no doubt will be a bigger part of our personal and professional lives going forward. And that's with the X2 and the Snapdragon 8 Elite. Is there a website where we can learn more, Mike?
Absolutely. You can just type in Snapdragon in your Google browser, whatever browser search engine you use, and you'll see them there. If you want to get a little bit more specific, you can type in Snapdragon X2, and it'll bring you right to our page, or Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5, and it'll bring it right to that new page.
All right, Gen 5 for the Snapdragon 8 Elite. Thank you so much, Mike from Qualcomm. Great to chat with you for the first time on this program. Hopefully, won't be the last. All the best. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Speaking of computers, we talk about custom building a gaming rig with a Canadian company called Quoted Tech. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, you're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 30 years. Here's Tech Talk.
When it comes to buying a new PC, especially if you're into gaming, there's no shortage of options out there, including offerings from those huge brand names. But often, you can get a great deal, better customization, and exceptional customer care from a smaller company that lives and breathes custom PCs. I recently discovered Quoted Tech, a Canadian company that builds custom computers for gamers, content creators, and other enthusiasts, and I wanted to invite them onto the show. So we've got on the line Kevin Jia. He's CEO and co-founder of Quoted Tech. Good to have you on, Kevin. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be part of the show today.
Awesome. Now, hey, before we talk about custom PCs and what we may need to know if we want to go down that path, tell us a bit about Quoted Tech.
Yeah, for sure, Mark. So Quoted Tech is what we like to think of ourselves as the place to buy a custom-built PC. For the longest time, Canadians have been kind of given the short end of the stick on buying hardware in Canada. You often have to go through US-based companies. Things get stuck at the border. The fees are terrible. The support is awful. Me and my business partner kind of saw this and we said, why do we have the short end of the stick in Canada? Why can't we do this better? And so we've built Quoted Tech to kind of be that one-stop shop where we like to think of it as simple as buying a pizza, where you get to order the parts you want, we build it for you, and it comes straight to your door. You're plug and play, you're off to the races. And if you ever have a problem, we'll take care of you. And so that's a little bit about us.
Love it. All right. So maybe not 30 minutes or less, but love that analogy of choosing your toppings on a pizza. That's great. And coincidentally, I know you're a Western University alumnus.
I am.
My son Jacob graduated from there as well. So saw that on your bio. Very cool.
Go Mustangs.
And yeah, so Canadians love to support each other. That's great. And thanks for that sort of quota tech 101, if you will. So what would you say then separates what you do from some of the other bigger name brands out there that often have a gaming division, right? Like, I don't want to pick on anyone in particular, but you know, Dell's got Alienware and Asus has ROG, HP has Omen, Acer has Nitro, Lenovo has Legion, and so on and so forth. What would you say separates quota tech from the big guys?
Well, we like to think of it as we're not trying to short anybody with a bad experience. Oftentimes with the big guys, they will give you whatever is available on the shelves and they kind of just say, hey, this is for you. You better be happy with it. We like to think a little bit differently. We think that everybody's computer needs to kind of represent what they need. So we are enthusiasts ourselves. And so we know what type of technology will be better fit for you. We're not going to force you down a specific tunnel that you don't want to go down. On top of that, we try to be super transparent with everything we do. The price of the computer that you see is the price you're going to pay. There are no hidden markups. There's no extended warranty, anything like that. We provide a best-in-class warranty because we focus on the longevity of the parts. We know what we're putting in there is going to be great for you as a customer. And so we're very confident that you're going to be happy with the experience. And we stand behind that through our warranty. So that's the big differences.
Thanks for that. I know a lot of the big players have really strong retail support, but I think in today's day and age, if you can customize your PC online, which is the way to go, I think, especially for your audience, you know, and then have it delivered, I don't think you're really missing out on anything. Maybe there are showrooms I don't know about, but, you know, definitely an online first approach.
Well, I'll say this, Mark. Oftentimes, when you walk into, let's say, a major retailer, I won't mention names.
Yeah, just a big box store, sure.
Yeah, and you're going to spend a few thousand dollars on a computer. I mean, this is an investment, right? And you ask the person on the floor, hey, tell me about this. They're often pretty lost and confused.
That is true.
They might have less
That
information than you do.
is a good point, Kevin.
So really, when customers come to us, they often have done a lot of research. In today's day and age, everybody does some form of research, and they'll have pointed questions. And what they like about coming to us is that we have very pointed answers. We don't just give kind of bottom of the barrel, hey, here's a general one size fits all. Just grab that thing. No, I know what you're asking me. Let's talk about it. And we're going to get you something that works for you and that you're going to love.
Great. So speaking of research, let's chat about building your own PC. It's really a fun hobby for many. Why do you think that is? They like the modularity of these towers where they can pick and choose what goes in it and then change it up over time.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark. I grew up building my own PCs.
Yep, me too.
I had a lot of friends who grew up building their own PCs. And really, a lot of people do it because it's out of necessity. Because oftentimes, building your own PC is going to be the cheapest way to kind of get the latest and greatest tech. You can put exactly what you want into it. Kind of like car modding culture, where you have your own ability to kind of express yourself. And it's not, and I tell this to everyone, building a PC isn't rocket science. If you do enough research and you're careful what you're doing, you can do it. Now, I am not a very handsy person. I'm actually terrible with my hands. So my PCs that I've built are all pretty bad, personally. But people out there who are really great with their hands and love to tinker, it can be a lot of fun with the modularity where you're building it.
Pick my graphics card, pick my storage. Back then, pick a CD ripper or, you know, a DVD player.
Yeah,
It was
and
fun.
oftentimes,
And then
yeah.
now there's liquid cooling and see-through chassis, like neon lights, and it's fun.
Well, if you want to do something basic, it's a lot, of course, less complex, and it's a lot easier and a lot less intimidating. But what we hear from, you know, customers and even my own, you know, life, now that I'm a bit older and I have more of a disposable income when versus when I was 14 and kind of begging my parents.
I would hope so.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you know, you have that flexibility now to say, look, I've tried this in the past, or I've done some research. I know what parts I want, but I really don't want to deal with having to build it myself because there are downsides to building it yourself. It does take time. If you make a mistake, you're going to have to fix it yourself. Generally, you don't have replacement parts available.
Right.
If a part comes to you dead on arrival, which does happen more often than you would think it does, you have to deal with all of, you know, the kind of replacement return getting it fixed. And so it really is a question of often for people who ask us, why don't I just build my own? I would never steer anyone away from building their own PC, but I just lay it out very transparently, like, hey, if this is something that you don't really want to get into and you just want us to take care of, we'll do that for you.
Thanks for the clarification. So there is a difference then between building your own PC component by component and buying a custom PC. So you're going to take care of all that heavy lifting and deliver it final, like with everything in the tower to your customers, right? It's not like that we're left to our own devices, pun intended, to put it all together like a puzzle. That's for those hobbyists who like that kind of thing, but you instead will build to spec what somebody wants and you give them some direction on the website, right?
Well, a very simple analogy that I like to make is like think of a contractor coming to your home to make a change, right? You could probably do the installation yourself. You can buy all the parts, you can do it all, you can do all the research. And some of us are definitely more talented than others and can grasp it really quickly. Some of us, like myself, are horrible at this and would find a way to, mess up even installing a toilet. It's a question of, do you have the time and do you have the enjoyment of doing it? For me, I am of the person that I don't particularly enjoy kind of messing about. I just see my computer as something that is my time and I want to relax and I want to enjoy my experience. Other people say, you know what, part of the building, part of the tinkering, that is the enjoyment. So it's not a question of is one better or worse. It's a question of what works for you.
So some people like the journey as well as the destination. Others don't have time for the journey.
I think you said that much more articulate than I have.
No, you've got some great analogies there, Kevin. We are chatting with Kevin Jha. He's CEO and co-founder of a custom PC company called Quoted Tech. Do you ship anywhere in Canada?
Yes, we do.
And what's the process like? So, okay, someone's listening to this interview and they're like, you know what? I'm going to be getting some cash for Christmas. I want to buy a custom PC. Where do you start? You go to the website and please plug what that is. How do you narrow down your decision on what you need?
So we try to make it really simple for customers. You just come to our website, quoted.tech. You just go and browse whatever you want to browse. And you're kind of free to just, as I said earlier with my pizza analogy, you can go and just kind of customize your PC. You can select whether parts. You can't go wrong. We don't allow an invalid configuration. So there's no checking for compatibility or anything like that. We don't want you to get lost. And if you're really confused and you're not sure, you just say, hey, I've got a lump sum of money and here's what I would like to do with it. Just ask us. Open up our chat, give us a phone call, send us an email. We read everything. Somebody on our team will get back to you with exactly what you need to do, and we'll kind of walk you through some options and experiences.
All right, quoted.tech to learn more, just the way it sounds, quoted.tech. Thanks for chatting with us, Kevin. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Speaking of gaming, I'll share some Black Friday deals on gaming monitors from LG, as well as TVs when we return on Tech Talk. Hey, welcome back, everyone, including for the first time, CKOM in Saskatoon and CJME in Regina. Welcome to the weekly program that breaks down geek speak into street speak. Tech Talk is brought to you by Chevrolet Canada and the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. It's sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. The Equinox EV has you covered with a GM estimated electric range of more than 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. Well, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are coming up fast, right? November 28th and December 1st, respectively. And so this is a perfect time to get some deep discounts on great tech. I wrote an article for Post Media last Sunday, was in Toronto Sun and Vancouver Sun, National Post, and so on, with some of my favorite picks, gadgets and games that are on sale leading up to and over Black Friday weekend. And I included LG among other brands. And I wanted to spend a few minutes now calling out some of the premium products that LG has at an incredible value with up to 70% off some of its items. So I wanted to share these with you if you want to jot it down or make a mental note. And so without further ado, let's get to it. There are four awesome considerations, beginning with the LG Ultra Gear gaming monitor. The model number is 45GX950A. You may not remember that, so you may want to jot that down. Again, the LG UltraGear 45, which refers to the screen size, GX950A gaming monitor. This is a huge OLED monitor, and it happens to be the world's first 5K 2K gaming monitor. Engineered for the most demanding games, this groundbreaking display sets a new standard for immersive visuals and ultra-fast refresh rates to keep up with those fast-paced games. With its 45-inch OLED panel and 800R curved display, it is one of those curved monitors. It delivers vivid, distortion-free graphics with darker shadows, brighter lights, and vibrant colors during your gameplay. And speaking of games, a technology called dual mode refresh rate allows gamers to choose between 5K 2K resolution at 165Hz or wide full HD at 330Hz. The larger the number, the smoother the gameplay, perfect for those first person action games and racing games and sports titles and all that. The monitor also has an ultra fast 0.03 millisecond gray to gray response time for, again, amazing speed and precision. As for its design, its four-side, virtually borderless design and slim bezels help boost immersion in graphically rich worlds. There's like no border around this thing. Again, that's a bit of geek speak there, but if you want to learn more about the LG UltraGear 45 GX950A gaming monitor, you can head over to lg.ca for more on that. All right, speaking of monitors, let's pivot and talk about the LG Smart Monitor Swing. This is very unique. It's a stunning monitor on a rollable stand that's flexible. It's a 31.5-inch 4K IPS touchscreen display that provides seamless flexibility for both work and play, while also delivering incredible picture quality. Thanks to its wide 95% DCI P3 color gamut and 350 nits of brightness, so the monitor makes it ideal for detailed creative work and immersive content consumption. Featuring that flexible rolling stand I mentioned, this monitor enhances versatility while being ergonomic. By easily adjusting the touchscreen to a variety of angles and positions, it's ideal for any environment, from a productive desk setup to a relaxed movie night in bed, or even delivering colorful sales reports to colleagues in a boardroom. Again, that's called the LG Smart Monitor Swing, ideal for work and play. If you're just joining us now, I'm chatting about some of the LG gear that will be on sale over Black Friday, up to 70%, in fact, on select products. The third item on my list I wanted to chat with you about is also tied to flexibility and portability. It's a TV, and it's called the LG Stand By Me 2. So you can explore different ways to enjoy content by rolling the screen around with its adjustable stand, detaching it and hanging it up as artwork with something called Mood Maker, or using it like a tablet with a folio cover. With the portable smart screen's built-in battery, you can move effortlessly from room to room for up to 4 hours. For example, if the kids are having a sleepover during the holiday break, you can roll this into their bedroom, where they likely don't have a TV all the time, so the little ones can watch a movie just for that night, or take it off the stand and play a game, or draw on it as a digital canvas. You can even use it like a tablet to follow a recipe while cooking up a meal in the kitchen, and then roll the Stand By Me 2 into the family room to maybe follow along with exercises, or hang it in the home office as a clock to keep an eye on the time while you're in back-to-back meetings. You get the idea. With the LG Stand By Me 2, you can enjoy a more intuitive experience with the upgraded LG webOS Smart TV platform powered by the Alpha 8 AI processor Gen 2, which delivers AI image and sound optimization. The LG Stand By Me 2 also offers hands-free convenience with long-distance voice recognition, letting you control your content from across the room. Its adjustability, coupled with its sleek design, makes it a stylish and functional addition to any home. Again, that's the LG Stand By Me 2. And finally, speaking of TVs, the LG OLED Evo AI. It's a product I've been showing on TV stations this month, and it was the one that I included in that article. As the global leader in OLED TV innovation for 12 consecutive years, LG continues to deliver cutting-edge technology that meets evolving consumer preferences. LG's OLED TV offer a captivating home entertainment experience with the latest AI-driven tech and AI-powered personalization for smarter, more immersive ways to watch. With its 4K OLED display, the lineup provides remarkable picture quality, boasting perfect black and perfect color certifications. So movies, sports, and games look lifelike with incredible contrast and vibrant, accurate color. AI Picture Pro and AI Sound Pro, I actually used the remote to ask for cool artwork to show when the TV was turned off. Just had to verbally ask for it. Super cool. Within the lineup is the LG OLED Evo G5 and the LG OLED Evo C5. For those who want the brightest, most premium experience, the LG OLED Evo G5 is the TV for you. It has AI upscaled visuals and up to 3 times brighter visuals than a conventional OLED TV from what's called Brightness Booster Ultimate. It comes in 5 screen sizes, starting at 55 inches and going as large as 97 inches to transform a living room into a true cinematic experience. Or, if you're looking for top-tier performance at a slightly lower price point, the C5 series is a fantastic fit. The Alpha 9 AI processor Gen 8 analyzes and upscales every frame in detail and recognizes faces with 4K visual quality. It comes in 6 screen sizes, ranging from 42 all the way up to 83 inches. For everything I've chatted about here today, a couple of monitors and a couple of TVs, head on over to lg.ca. Hey, before we wrap up another new episode of Tech Talk, I want to remind listeners how they can reach me online. Maybe you've got some tech questions for me. You want to run something by me that's on sale for Black Friday or Cyber Monday, or you just want to say hi. It's all good, including our new listeners, both on CKOM in Saskatoon and CJME in Regina. You can find me on all the big social media platforms like X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Again, that's Mark with a C, Saltzman. I link to all the articles that I write, and I have videos up there with tech tips and tricks. I link to radio and podcast interviews like the ones that you heard this hour if you want to share them with friends and family. And before we wrap up, I like to end this show with a little PSA on how to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics. And what better time of the year to do so before you start buying new things for your loved ones or for yourself? So all you have to do is go to recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you're going to find one of many free drop-off locations near you. In fact, there's over 2,500 of those across the country, usually near a big box store, but other places as well. You'll see it on the map, and you simply bring your tech there. There's a list of what's accepted, and it's a long one, so you can make sure that it's eligible. And even if you forget to delete your information, formatting those drives so your data can't be accessed by anyone, don't worry, because it all gets shredded. I've been to one of those recyclemyelectronics.ca recycling centers. This one was just outside of Toronto in Mississauga, and it's amazing how everything gets completely destroyed, and those precious materials go into all new products as well. Once again, recyclemyelectronics.ca. Hey, I'm wishing you all a fantastic rest of your weekend. Hope you enjoyed the program. Looking forward to chatting with you online, and we'll talk to you next weekend for another new episode of Tech Talk.
Don't forget to tune into Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.